Welcome to 5 Minutes of Sunshine for Teachers. I'm your host, Kevin Fitch. You can contact me and send an email to kfitch84@yahoo.com or on X. Our handle is at 5FIVE_teachers. I spent a lot of years working in elementary schools, and I've spent a lot of years working jobs that were not in school. School is definitely a more unpredictable, fluid environment because it's populated mainly by kids. When you gather 400 or 500 kids in one building, you're going to see the strangest, weirdest, most wonderfulest things. Things that we adults cringe at and would never imagine doing in public. The hallways of a school are always target-rich environments for weirdness. I walk up and down those hallways a dozen times a day on the way to the copy room, the bathroom, the lounge, or the office, and every time I'll encounter kids who should or maybe should not be out in the hallway. I'm surprised, a little bit shocked sometimes, by what's going on out there. Whether it's kindergartners or fifth graders, there's always somebody skipping down the hallway, usually trying to whistle at the same time, but failing. Technically, this violates the no running in the hall policy, but I always smile and let it go. More than a few times, I've almost been bulldozed over by kids running in the hallway. When they don't see a teacher, they immediately start sprinting until they come around a corner and screech to a stop right before hitting me. This will definitely get them my "please don't run in the hallways, someone is going to get hurt" speech. A few years back, a teacher actually did get hurt. A student ran full force into her, knocking her down, and she ended up hurting her back. It's a dangerous world out there. Be careful. The hallways at our school also had signs hanging from the ceiling to tell where each classroom was, and the bigger kids especially loved to jump up and try to smack those signs. If they succeeded, they'd send the signs spinning or completely knock them down. These same kids are the ones who would always try to jump and hit the top of the doorway every time they walked through. I don't understand the why behind jumping up to hit anything, but I'm not a kid. Now, those things are relatively normal kid stuff, but it doesn't stop there. In the hallways, I've seen kids big and small on all fours crawling down the hall. Usually when I ask them what they're doing, most kids don't know, and they're embarrassed and immediately stop and stand up because I called them out on their weirdness. Other crawlers might bark or growl at me as I pass by. It's tempting to ignore these ones and go about my business because they've definitely checked out for a while. But it's always best to call for backup, a counselor or an administrator who has time to get to the bottom of these situations. There are always a few criers in the hallway. Most are headed for the nurse's office, and some of them are headed for the principal's office for some kind of infraction. I'll encourage these kids and tell them everything's going to be okay. That usually helps them to get where they're going, but once in a while, I'll get a random crier who's not headed anywhere. They just came out into the hallway for a good cry. These kids, too, get all the encouragement I can give them, and then a little escort back to their classroom. Then there are the wanderers. They're meandering down the hallway, admiring the posters and the artwork on the walls. They eagerly say hi to anyone and everybody they see and try to start random conversations. This artwork is so beautiful. Did you know that Tuesday is my favorite day? I don't really like McDonald's for breakfast, do you? I usually remind these kids that they should be in class learning. But I've had more than one of them say, "Oh, it's okay. Mrs. Smith doesn't mind if I take a little walk." I bet. This wandering time is probably a much-needed break for the poor woman. The lost kids are the best. They're usually little kids or kids who are new to our school. Some will just outright ask you where the lunchroom is or how to get to the office. Others just look at you with a blank stare when you ask them if they need help. These kids, I usually walk to the office where there are plenty of people who are more than happy to sort it all out. And then there are the kids, who are a little more than lost. I'll ask them where they're going, and they'll casually say, "I don't know," and keep on strolling down the hall. These kids also fall under the category of, "Let me walk you back to class." Elementary school is a strange and wonderful place all at the same time. If you don't believe it, just take a stroll down the hallways and see for yourself. I'm so grateful for everyone's support of 5 Minutes of Sunshine for Teachers. You are the power behind the words, and nothing on this podcast happens without you. If you'd like to donate to help keep the show going, you can go to Buy Me a Coffee. In your search bar, you can type in coff.ee/KevinFitch, F-I-T-C-H. It'll take you to my Buy Me a Coffee page. You can also go to our website at rss.com/podcasts/5 Minutes of Sunshine. And there you can click on the donate button. It'll take you to the same place. On the Buy Me a Coffee page, there are $5 and $10 monthly memberships, or you can give whatever you'd like. You're the boss. And so, my friends, thanks again for listening. I'll be dropping new episodes on Mondays and Fridays to brighten your day. I'll see you again next time on 5 Minutes of Sunshine for Teachers.